Across Halton Hills, there are a number of historic buildings that make up the local landscape. Several notable structures, including multiple churches and the Beardmore Tannery Warehouse, currently occupied by the Hyde House, are thanks to one builder who moved to the area over 150 years ago, Thomas Maxted of Norval. Born in Kent, England, on March 28, 1832, Maxted was the fifth child of Sarah Ann and Thomas Maxted, and was privately baptized the following year in the Church of England. Thomas Maxted. Supplied photo. At the age of 20, Maxted married Charlotte Payne on April 1, 1852 at Newnham, Kent, England, and eventually made the decision to sail across the Atlantic to Canada with their two young boys in 1859 to pursue opportunities as a builder and continue growing their family. Upon their arrival, they lived in Brampton for a short time but then settled in the nearby village of Norval. As for why Maxted chose Norval as his new place to live, it has been said he selected the small village as it reminded him greatly of his old home of Newnham, given its rural atmosphere and rolling hills. Throughout his career as a skilled builder, Maxted was contracted to bricklay a host of structures in and around the area, with quite a few of them still in existence to this day. Some of the buildings include the Norval Presbyterian Church built in 1878 and its manse in 1888, the Acton Knox Presbyterian Church built in 1895 and the Acton Baptist Church in 1899. Maxted's other most notable project was laying the brick for the Beardmore Tannery Warehouse in 1899, later to become the home of the iconic Old Hyde House. The Old Hyde House, a 30,000-square-foot facility located at 49 Eastern Avenue in Acton, was possibly the largest building that Maxted had laid brick for in his career, with the brickwork featuring a high degree of craftsmanship on the north side of the building, including the basket weave pattern and the inclusion of a variation of the English garden wall bond, a technique of brick laying rarely seen outside of the United Kingdom. It's interesting to note, like many builders and bricklayers of the era, Maxted had a type of signature that he would leave on each building he helped to construct as a defining mark, similar to how an artist has a certain style to their paintings. Maxted's particular signature was by the way he laid the bricks, beveled out, at the lower parameters of the exterior walls of a building. Along with being a notable builder, Maxted was a confirmed Anglican, a staunch conservative, and was also a veteran of the Fenian raids, which were fought to bring pressure on Britain to withdraw from Ireland. After having an impressive career as a builder, Maxted would pass away on February 22, 1906 in his 74th year and is buried at the Hillcrest Cemetery in Norval. Even after almost 120 years since his passing, Thomas Maxted's legacy as a builder lives on through the buildings he constructed that continue to be preserved as a part of the architectural landscape of present-day Halton Hills. Article written by Scott Brooks, with information from Dill's Collection, EHS, HHPL, Maxted Family History.